Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, today, December 7, rolled out phase 2 of its Revenue Administration Integrated System, RAISE. This ongoing project will enable customers to access several TAJ services and products online. Phase 1 of the initiative, which got underway in February, saw taxpayers benefiting from enhanced e-services to make payments and file their GCT and SCT returns. Customers also began filing guest accommodation room tax GART and telephone call tax TCT returns electronically. Under Phase 2, customers will be able to access an even wider array of services online. We outlined some of these services on today's program. Under Phase 2 of RAISE, taxpayers will, among other things, be able to apply for their tax registration number TRN and tax compliance certificate TCC online. There will also be improved web services related to e-filing and payments of income tax, payroll taxes, education, and asset taxes. But there is so much more in store. Director of Communications for Tax Administration Jamaica, Maris Houghton, says customers will also be able to view and query their tax history.
Taxpayers will be able to view their history of their filing and payment of all the tax types, which will now be on the new system. They'll be able to generate statements of accounts. They'll be able to object to assessments.
The RAISE platform will also allow customers seeking to arrange a payment plan with TAJ to cover services and penalties to do so.
Also, they'll be able to make a request for a payment so they can put a payment plan in place. So if they have a challenge meeting their obligations, right through the system, they'll be able to make that request for a payment plan to be put in place.
Ms. Houghton adds that taxpayers will be able to grant third-party access to their tax records to specified persons in effort to better manage their tax obligations.
They'll also be able to grant third-party access to their accounts, and this is very important where they have accountants or lawyers who are doing business on their behalf. They'll be able, through the system, to grant access to these persons to also use the system to do their business.
Another benefit will be direct banking, allowing customers to transfer funds directly from their accounts into those of TAJ.
They'll be able to make ACH direct bank payments, so no longer will they need to have to use cash, debit or credit card, but they can automatically use direct banking, so from their bank accounts directly into our bank account.
The RAISE platform has also made it easier to apply for refunds, exemptions and allowances where applicable.
They'll be able to apply for income tax exemptions right through the system. They'll also be able to request a refund and also to track the status of that refund. So that's another big plus for customers. They'll be also able to request a tax-free allowance that can now be done through the system. Previously, they would have had to write to us to get that done.
With the implementation of RAISE Phase 2, tax compliance certificates will be replaced with tax compliance letters. Applications for these, as well as taxpayer registration numbers, TRNs, can also be done online as of December 7.
Customers will now be able to apply for their TCCs online, and this will be an automated process. So they apply for the TCC, they'll be able to upload the supporting documentation, and the system will do the checks based on rules that are going to be embedded in the system, and then the system will generate a tax compliance letter. As of December 7, customers will be able to go onto the system and begin the process of TRN application. So they'll be able to go on, complete the form, upload their supporting documents like their identification. However, they still need to come into the offices to have these validated before they get their TRN.
Director of Communications for Tax Administration Jamaica, Maris Houghton. The government remains committed to the creation of a modern, responsive and efficient public service to support national development. The implementation of Phase 2 of the Revenue Administration Integrated System, RAISE, is yet another step in achieving this objective.
At Mocha, we got an intelligence report on a dangerous suspect we were trying to apprehend for some time. We had reason to believe he was planning to leave the island. So we immediately sent an alert and current profile of the suspect to immigration.
And as fate would have it, I was the one on duty when he was trying to leave. We were able to work with Mocha to successfully apprehend the suspect. I am Alicia Fullwood of PICA.
I am Kevin Watson from Mocha. And together we are working
to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.